Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to God Invention Radio, segment 3, with Gary Sullivan from All Star Marketing. Before you contact the media, be sure you know how to answer a very basic but most important question. Why should they care? What makes your invention stand out from a crowded field? In a world of choice, why should this journalist choose your invention, your product to feature over millions of others? This press tip, brought to you by product-n-press. For more information, go to product and press, which is product-n-press.com. Thank you for that. Okay, Gary, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
Okay, 877-474-3302. You can call in and ask Gary any question you want, or you can email me at brian@gotinvention.com, and I'll read your email on the air. I'd like to give another shout-out to another Benderoos fan, Carly. Thank you for listening to the show with your mom.
Thank you, Carly, and thank you, Carly's mom, for buying them.
I'm getting some very interesting emails here, Gary. A lot of people are asking questions that we're going to be answering in a very short while, so if you could just hang tight, I know you'll definitely get your answers. Thank you for keep the emails coming in. I appreciate it, and I know Gary does too, because that's what makes the show. We're all about helping the inventors out and all the listeners out. Thank you. Okay, so Gary, we have this product, and we think it's the best thing in the world, and we want to find a company like you to help us bring it to the next level. Tell us what to expect.
Sure. I mean, the first thing is, you know, don't expect a company to just jump up and down because you say you think you have the greatest idea. We hear that all day, every day.
Right.
I hear that just all the time. So we don't, you know, don't be disappointed if we don't jump up and down and get all excited, because it's just human nature not to. After a while of hearing that time and time and time again, after years of it, that you just want to see some proof. You know, you
right.
want to see what the item is. So
you've heard it before. Just, okay, let me see what you got, or you know, obviously you'll get into how you take a submission, but you're ready to hear what they have to say. But just let them show it. It's really the product that's going to sell.
That's correct. You know, in our current, our process is, we have a merchandiser like myself, or I have a couple of people that work for me that really take all the information down. They're information gatherers. They're going to ask a lot of questions. For us, you know, one of the things that matters is where is the product today? Is it further along? Are you further developed? Is there a working prototype? Is there, you know, a concept that works, you know, a concept prototype that's already working, so that you can, you know, proof of concept type thing? Or is it just on a piece of paper? We will take a piece of paper, but the odds are obviously less that we're going to jump in and do that development. The further
right.
along you are, the better chance you have. Like the people on QVC who have inventions that are selling, we're looking, you know, to invest our dollars and resources into those types of items.
Right, because they already may have potentially had success, just like the way you found Topsy Turvy.
That's correct.
Excellent. You know what, Gary? We have a caller on the line. We have Karen from Kutztown. I'm not sure where Kutztown is, but welcome to the show, Karen.
Hi, Brian. It's actually in Pennsylvania, and hi, Gary. I have a couple of questions. I'm actually a first-time inventor with a product that's currently running on cable channels. They're doing test marketing right now. Can you explain to me what exactly they're looking for in the test market, how long people usually test market things, and what qualifies for you all as success, and then also what happens if it's not successful?
Brian, you want me to answer that one?
Yeah, absolutely. You're the expert, Gary.
Okay. When you test it, typically a test runs anywhere from 1 to 2 weeks, and that's just one test. I mean, we can test products for months and months and months. It really depends on the results. What is successful really depends on, you know, what type of item it is. If we're looking at a 1995 item, you know, that we're going to eventually go to retail, what we're looking for is trying to around break even. You know, if you can kind of end up getting, if you spend $10,000 in media and you get, you know, say $15,000 back in revenue, that can be a big item.
So it's really
all you need,
right?
Is
it's like
somewhere around break even. You're not going to make a lot of money on TV.
So it's dollars per minute, and it's also about the test. Realistically, Gary, when people see products on TV and they say, "Oh my God, that's such an awesome product," and they're buying, I mean, are the people that are putting it on TV making millions and millions off the TV, or what's the expectations?
No, there's two different types of commercials that involve product, and there is basically a 30-minute commercial when you see those paid programming, and if you have a 30-minute commercial, those are less retail driven. Those are more where you're trying to make money off TV. You know, those are designed to be revenue generators in a big way and profit generators. In the 2-minute commercial, typically what you're looking for is to gain, you know, exposure so you can go to retail. Because only about 10% of the population in the United States will actually buy off of TV. Very, very few, a very small percentage will actually buy off TV. The internet's another thing. You're trying to drive web orders. Obviously, with your TV advertising, that really makes a difference. But on a short-form 2-minute commercial, all you're looking for is around, you know, just to try to come in around what you spend. And that can be that can lead to a very successful campaign with the right marketing company behind you.
Hmm. What do you think, Karen?
They normally test market, and if it doesn't break even on TV, that could be the end of the product, or will they also try retail success or internet success to see if those numbers are okay, or if in the direct response TV world, if it doesn't make it on TV, that's the end? Are you trying other outlets?
Every company's a little different. Typically, for All-Star, that's all I'll speak for. If our model is to bring only the really big winners to retail. So we do not, if it does not respond well during that first, say, 2-week test, you know, and there's nothing else we can test in terms of, like, different price points or a bigger offer or some different things, we would actually exit from the project. We would pass, you know, and we would just, we take our lumps.
You release, if it's connected with an event, or would you release them from the obligation?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. That's a great
question, by the way, and it is, you know, it's unfortunately more common than not. We fail more than we succeed in this business. When you do succeed, it's you know, typically really big, but it is very hard.
That makes sense. Thank you, Karen. We appreciate you
great
listening
question.
and thank you for your question. Actually, that part of what you were saying and what I was going to ask you in the beginning of the show, John from Soho is asking, what makes you different than every other company that does direct response?
Sure. There's a number of great companies out there. What we like to talk about at All-Star Marketing is we're not a direct response as seen on TV company just focused on that. What we are is a consumer products company that launches brands via direct response. We are, as opposed to some of the other companies, which, you know, certainly do some very nice numbers and do well, we like to build brands. If you think about the items that we've talked about tonight, like a Bendaroos, it started out as a single SKU, but now we have 13 SKUs, 13 different varieties and packages, and we have licensing with SpongeBob and Dora, and we have great things, and that is now a brand. That is not an item. We now have Snuggie, which is, you know, I think up to 19 different SKUs. We've got, again, licensing. We've got college licensing. We try to build brands as opposed to just items. We launch the brand via one item, but our major difference is we continue. We have brand managers in our office that are working on these brands full-time, trying to build them. Perfect Brownie has led us to Perfect Meatball, Perfect Lasagna. Topsy Turvy has, you know, tomato planters, tomato and herb, tomato trees, hot pepper planters, and that is the major difference in what we do. We try to brand an item and keep it going for years and years and years, hopefully.
Well, that makes sense. I have another question. Sam Sheffield from Massachusetts is asking, so when I go to a company like you, can I just bring a piece of paper with my idea on it? And I think you touched on that before, and that's where we actually left off before the caller. So what are your expectations when we present a product to you on piece of paper? Do you need a working prototype or what?
Well, we will certainly, and we have gone forward with pieces of paper before. Again, the chances of success you know, obviously increase as the further you go down development, because that's just human nature. So yes, we can look at a piece of paper. We do have, you know, for All-Stars, speaking on behalf of All-Star, we do have development capabilities. We have prototyping. We do all that stuff. We only do it on the projects we accept. You know, we have a lot of resources, but we don't charge someone for prototyping. You know, we're only going to prototype items that we're going forward with. But for Sam, I just want to say, hopefully he's a Red Sox fan like myself, being from Massachusetts.
Sounds good. So we have about a minute or so left. If somebody's coming to you with a piece of paper, I don't know how much they're protected, and we don't know what – you guys are a marketing company. We don't know what you do with it. So what are your – I know an NDA is kind of important, which is a national confidentiality agreement. What's your deal on that?
Well, how we work, and this is one of the that I wrote out before, a tip for an inventor. You should always get a non-disclosure agreement. I mean, it's just standard operating procedure. It protects you. It protects the company, too. You know, most companies will have one. That being said, don't make it the end of the world. You know, you should get an NDA. You should make sure it's signed, make sure it's fair. But don't try to, you know, make it impossible. If you think about the person on the other side, they're probably looking at a tremendous amount of products. And someone who's going to give them a tremendous hard time about an NDA, you're just going to say, I don't want to see this.
Right.
You know, so we'll talk more about that after, though, if you want.
Sounds good. Yeah, we definitely will. We're done with segment 3. We'll be back with segment 4 with Gary Sullivan from All-Star Marketing. Getting some great feedback here. Thank you. Keep them in. Keep them coming in. You're listening to Got Invention Radio. We'll be back in a moment.
Do you have an idea or an invention and not sure what to do next? Take the first step and get your copy of the book, You and Your Big Ideas by Brian Fried. From protecting your idea to developing it and bringing your product to market, this handy resource guide is a must-have for every inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur. This book is all about you and your big ideas and bringing them to life. Only $10.95. Order now and also receive your free product evaluation kit with the book. Call now.
From the newest Apple iPhone to the latest BlackBerry, Droid, or iPad, businesses are racing to use smartphones to provide content to their customers in real time to make informed decisions. Is your company positioned for the mobile application market? Is your website mobile compatible? WS Radio is proud to partner with one of the leading mobile software companies in the world. MentorMate has been programming mobile solutions since 2001 with 10 years of mobile application development experience. They provide companies with a broad range of services, from creating custom iPhone apps to full-service custom software development. Because of their proven experience in the evolving mobile application market, MentorMate is leading the way with battle-tested solutions. Beware of startups. Experience is what counts. Go with a proven leader. For a free consultation, go to MentorMate.com/voiceofmobile. That's MentorMate.com/voiceofmobile.
If you or someone you know is unemployed, WS Radio wants to help. Hi, I'm CeCe Gonzalez, host of Headhunter Radio. Our show is dedicated to all things human resources, getting a job, keeping a job, career development, and best practices. And now WS Radio is also doing their part to assist you in your job search. Log on to www.jobhuntingtoolkit.com, where they've provided some great links and free tools. That's www.jobhuntingtoolkit.com.
Hi, Jack Warren here, host of the Shutterbug Magazine radio show on the WS Radio Network. You know, I hear people say they feel chained to their office desk. They spend hours stuck in traffic just to get to their office computers. They stay late, they go in on the weekends just to keep up. You know, technology is supposed to make your life easier, not more complicated. Now, I have a proven solution where you work from anywhere, in any computer, with GoToMyPC. Whether it's a Mac or a PC, you can access your computer, use any program, work on any file, check your email, access network resources with GoToMyPC. GoToMyPC lets you take your office with you wherever you go. WS Radio listeners can try GoToMyPC for free for the next 30 days. For this special offer, you must visit GoToMyPC.com/talk. That's GoToMyPC.com/talk for a free trial.